Meanwhile, the UN Secretary-General is urging Sudan and South Sudan to step back from the brink of war and return to the negotiating table. Charles Collins has more.
Ban Ki-moon on Thursday called on South Sudan to immediately withdraw its forces from the oil-rich Hejlej area and also called on the government of Sudan to immediately stop shelling and bombing South Sudanese territory. On the ground, the South reported new skirmishes, and Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir increased his threats of war towards the South, saying recent violence had revived the spirit of jihad in Sudan.
I salute you today. Your land is being desecrated by traitors and mercenaries, the insects. It's a very precious piece of land that is desecrated, but we will never give up even a single centimeter of our land. Whichever hand meddles in Sudan, we will sever it.
Despite the threats from Sudan, Southern Government spokesman Barnaba Benjamin Marial said South Sudan was only defending its territory and considered Sudan a friendly nation.
It is in fact very unfortunate for the Republic of South Sudan to make such a declaration of war for things which we believe can be resolved through the African Union High Implementation Panel, where we can make agreements on this.
The Arab League has scheduled an emergency meeting of foreign ministers in Cairo next week to discuss the violence. I'm Charles Collins.